Let's head on over to the KRDO Newsline now as the end of COVID-19's public emergency is triggering new Medicaid renewal processes. That's leaving coverage for millions at risk right now. Joined on the KRDO Newsline by Daryl Gray, the Chief Health Equity Officer for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And as we continue to emerge from the pandemic, how are individuals and families who receive the expanded benefits through Medicaid being impacted now, and what do we need to know?
Well, let me just orient your listeners for a moment. Medicaid is a health insurance program administered by the states according to federal requirements. Now, eligibility for Medicaid is typically reviewed annually. However, as you mentioned, during the pandemic, people have stayed enrolled in their Medicaid plans regardless of changes in eligibility. And now as we emerge from the pandemic, states are reviewing eligibility requirements again. And so many people in the state can lose access to the Medicaid coverage.
Yeah, and you know, when we're talking about that, what kind of an impact is that going to have here in Colorado and even more specifically for Colorado Springs?
Well, I'll tell you, this will be the first time states, including Colorado, have assessed Medicaid eligibility in 3 years. And as many as 331,000 people are at risk of losing coverage as early as June 1st in Colorado. And interestingly, according to a recent study, about 60% of adults are not aware their eligibility could be at risk and in danger, and that they may need to look for new coverage.
Yeah, and if people are losing that coverage, let's talk a little bit about just what that means and kind of the impact that'll have by having that additional resource being taken away.
Well, I'll tell you, it's critically important that Medicaid enrollees in Colorado watch for communications, and particularly from Health First Colorado. So look out for mail, text, phone, emails, et cetera, coming from Health First Colorado in regards to eligibility reviews. There may be requests for information that people should respond to right away, Andrew. And people should begin receiving these notices in the coming weeks if they haven't already.
Yeah, and if somebody is losing their coverage, will they be able to find a new plan, especially one they can afford?
If they're losing their coverage, they'll have a limited time to find a new plan. Now, if someone's losing Medicaid but is working, they may have access to health coverage through their employer. Now, for those who don't have access to employer-based coverage, new financial assistance may make marketplace health plans more affordable. So things including $0 health plans if they qualify. Now, these will be a great option, for example, for most people who lose access to Medicaid coverage.
Yeah, and for people who are losing that Medicaid coverage, where would they go? And is the marketplace health care plans adequate enough?
You know, I'll answer your last question first, Andrew. Really, as we think about marketplace health plans, certainly they offer comprehensive benefits ranging from doctor's visits and prescriptions to mental health and hospital care. And many plans are available at low to no cost. Again, if someone applies, for example, if they are employed, they should talk to their employer about employer-sponsored coverage. But to learn more, Andrew, it's critically important that your listeners visit anthem.com/stay covered. Or visit healthcare.gov for more information.
Perfect. Well, Daryl, we really appreciate that time in breaking this down for us this morning.
Andrew, I can't thank you enough. Thank you.